Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight's shiur, I think the title was, What Could Possibly Be Wrong with Buying Stuff for Pesach? So we're going to discuss something which I think when we're done, we'll see that there could be a lot of things wrong with buying for Pesach, with going to buy all of your items that you need for Yontif. And we'll see, as we go on, exactly what is meant by this issue. So let's begin with the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, this parak is called parak makam shenagu, and that is because it begins with a bunch of different things that different communities had minhagim or not minhagim to do. So the Gemara tells us in the Mishnah there, makam shenagu lechot tzli b'leile psachim ochlim. Those communities that have the minig to eat a tzli, something which is roasted on Lel Pesach, so they should continue to do it. Makam shenagu shalel ochel.
If there are, it's going to be barbecued, it's going to be grilled, but it's not roasted.
Roasted? What do you mean?
Roasted is normally with water. When somebody roasts something in the
oven,
or hot roast or something.
Oh, no. Roast, we mean?
You're talking about grilled?
Okay, grilled. Good.
Grilled.
Yeah. Okay, so there, the Mishnah says, but Malkam Shenagu Shalal Achel, there are those communities that have the minig, bedafka, not to eat, sleep, alele psachim. So the Gemara says, those communities, ain't ochlim, so they should not eat. So the Gemara says, what's the reason why there were some communities that had the practice not to have tzli on Lel Pesach? Zok the Mishnah. What? Oh, so the Gemara says, because it's nira kemakdish kachemachutz. What's going to happen? Somebody walks by my house and they see that I'm serving something which looks like the same way they used to serve the Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach had to be tzli, it had to be roasted. So we're concerned that if someone's going to walk by my house and they're going to see that I'm eating something that looks like the way I would eat a Karban Pesach, so the Gemara says it's nira keilu makdish kachemachutz, and therefore it is not something that is recommendable. Says the Nemuka Yosef, so why were there some communities that had the minig to eat it? So he says simply because Zechel Karban Pesach, the same way we have by many other mitzvahs that we do Zechel Churban, Zechel Harabayi, Zechel Karban Pesach. So to over here, we should do a Zechel for the Karban Pesach and Bedavka go out of our way to eat Sli on Leil Pesach. So these are the two minhagim, and very different communities have very different practices, as we'll see in a few minutes. So if you look there in the Yerushalmi Pesachim, the Yerushalmi says that kol davar haton shchita, anything that needs shchita is nichlal in this iser of the minig. Meaning, he says either it's chicken or meat, even though the Pesach has to be from a calf, from a behema, from an animal. But he says, since the Magen Avraham explains in Siman Tafayin Vav, the Magen Avraham explains the reason why we extend it in the Yerushalmi and say even chicken as well as a problem is because to the layman, to most normal people, they don't know that a Karban Pesach is only able to be from this kind of meat and not from that kind of meat, or from this type of chicken and not from that type of chicken. So therefore we say that the Isser is stated across the board, and you are not allowed to eat anything al HaSeder that is roasted. That is what the Yerushalmi says, and that's the way the Magen Avraham explains the concern of the Yerushalmi. Then you look in the Pri Chadash and in the Pri Megadim, that not only do we find that the Yerushalmi extends this to say that not only basar tzli is asr, but also ofat tzli is asr. If I have roasted chicken, it's asr. But then the Pri Chadash and the Pri Megadim say there were some communities who said, even if you cook it, it's also asr. Mevushal is also asr. Which is a whopper of a chiddush, because you wouldn't be able to cook the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach had to be roasted. So this is a very far extension of the original din. The original din is you shouldn't have meat. Why? Because that's like the Karban Pesach. Then the Yerushalmi extends it to chicken as well. And now they're extending it to Mevushal also. So the Pri Chadash and the Pri Megadim say that this minig is a minig burus. It's a minig that doesn't make any sense. Number one, because it has no connection at all to what we used to do by Karban Pesach, so no one's going to make that mistake. But number two, and more fundamentally, they say, you're going to be mevatel from Simchas Yontif, because what are you going to eat? You can't have meat that's roasted, you can't have meat that's cooked. So what are you going to have? Fish? That's not a way to observe Yontif, that's not a way to have Zman Chayruseinu. In fact, the Gemara says that in order to have Simchas Yontif, you need to have Basar V'yayin. So that's not a way to go into your Yontif. Therefore, the Pri Megadim and the Pri Chadash say that we stop there, and we say that as long as it's not roasted, that's going to be okay for Leil HaSeder. Now let's skip ahead to a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tazayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava tells us, Matzah Tzarech Lahagbia. When I'm having the Seder on Pesach night, I have to pick up the matzahs. When I say Matzah Zu, Maror Tzarech Lahagbia, I have to pick up the maror also. Why do I have to pick them up? Just parenthetically, where does this idea come from? Anybody know? No, that's not the reason here. Why the maror? That's what we spoke about before. No. The reason why you have to pick up the matzo and the maror is very interesting. It's based on the fact that we say matzo zu. So if you look through Rashi on Chumash, in many different cases he says, basically the rule is that whenever it says zeh or zu, it means that there's a visual aid. For example, we find that the pasuk says HaChodesh HaZelachem. So Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out how do you do Kiddush HaChodesh, how do you know what the Levana is supposed to look like or not supposed to. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Kazera Evekadesh. He showed him a visual aid and he said, this is how it's going to look. Similarly, the Gemara tells us that in Menachos Chavtes, what? Right, you point to it. You have to show. No, meaning the Shulchan Aruch says Magbia, you pick it up. In our house, we pick it up. Pick up the matzah. Matzah zu, you pick it up. But pointing is also, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. So do we find that in Menachos Dav Chavtes, the Gemara tells us that Zelacha Hatame, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and showed Moshe Rabbeinu each and every min sheretz that's usher or that's kosher, all the different minim. So based on that, we learn that any time it says zeh in the pasuk, like by zeh keli vanveo, means Klal Yisrael were able to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was such a elevated status of Gilui Shechina at that time that they were able to point and say, hey, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So soto over here by matzah and maror, we say matzah zu means you have to point to it or you pick it up. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and the same goes for maror. Then Zakti Gemara. So that's all with regard to matzah and maror. However, says the Gemara, when it comes to basar, says the Gemara in Pesachim Kufta Zayin Rebeis, ain't sarach lagbia. You're not supposed to pick up the, you don't have to pick up the basar. Why? Because you say Pesach Zu. What do you mean? It's not Pesach. We don't have a carbon Pesach here. And then the Gemara says, "Velo, oh, not only do you not have to, el shenira kol chakal shemachutz. You shouldn't point to the meat. You shouldn't point to the zraah. Why? Because nobody should think that you're being makdish kachemachutz. And this is the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Ilchas Pesach and Siman Tafai and Gimel. Then when a person sits at the Seder, he should pick up the matzahs, pick up the maror, but he shouldn't pick up the zraah. He should not make any indication that that's the real carbon Pesach, that nobody should make a mistake and think that is ochel kachemachutz. So we have the minig on Leil HaSeder. Just once we're on this, we have the minig to have shnei tavshilin. We have the minig that we have a beitza and a zroa. What is that all about? So Prima Gadim says, the reason why we have a zroa, the reason why we have that part of it is because the pasuk says, b'yadcha zakar v'zroa natuya. So if we're going to make some sort of zecher to the Yitzias Mitzrayim, so you may as well pick a zroa. That's what the Prima Gadim suggests. And then in Shulchan Aruch it says that when you have this roa, you have to do it al gabi gechalim. You have to roast it like a barbecue. You have to do it on top of the coals. It's not good enough if you fry it. That's what we call tzli kader. You're not allowed to fry it in order, I mean, not allowed to. You're allowed to do whatever you want. But the best to have at the Leil HaSeder is to have this roa, which is roasted on top of a fire, on top of the coals, and not that it's fried in a pan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Then we do a zecher lechagiga, since there were two karbanos that they used to eat on Leil Pesach. One was the karban Pesach, and one was the karban chagiga. So we do a zecher for the carbon chagiga, and we put a beitza on the ka'ara as well. So the Mishneh Berurah writes in the Shaar HaTzion that that should also be roasted. Why should it be roasted? The din of tzli is only by carbon Pesach. So I understand. The Mechaber says you have to roast the carbon Pesach, the zroa, because that's what we used to do by carbon Pesach. Why roast the beitza? Every other carbon that you bring in the Beis HaMikdash was able to be eaten in many different ways. You can cook it. So why over here do we say that the beitza has to be tzli? So the Mishneh Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion and Siman Tafai and Gimel writes that the reason why is because Rechoshesh for the Tana Ben Tema, that Ben Tema is of the opinion in Pesachim Daf Ayin, that the same way the Karban Pesach had to be roasted, so too the Karban Chagiga on Leil Pesach had to be roasted as well. So that's why the Mishneh Berurah says we adopt the Chumrah and we don't only roast the Zroa, we also roast the beitza as well, even though it's only coming to make a Zecher for the Karban Chagiga. Yeah.
I mean, that was good for the minute of as far as Slee 2,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago. There's nobody that's going to make a mistake today about Slee, that you bought a carbon.
Why not?
That you're not bringing it because...
So hold on to your question. We're going to get to a Gemara, which is going to be much more of a problem than what you're suggesting now. We'll see in a few minutes. So Zakti Rama. The Rama writes, I forgot to put it on, but the Rama writes in Siman Tafai and Vav Sif Beis, if you want to look it up. What's the beitza all about? Why do we do that? So he says, because a beitza is a siman la'avelus. Why do we want to have a siman la'avelus on Leil HaSeder? What's that all about? So the Rama says, because we're being misabel on the churban beis hamikdash over the fact that we can't bring a carbon chagiga. And then the Ramah sticks in also that Leil Tisha B'Av always falls out on the same night as Leil HaSeder. So he says, therefore, we have the minhag to do Avelus. Nu, so ask your question again. When it comes to making a Zecher for the Karban Pesach, we use a Zroa. When it comes to making a Zecher for the Chagiga, all of a sudden we remember Avelus and we use a Beitza because Beitza signifies Avelus. What do you mean? Why don't you use a Beitza for the Karban Pesach also? Very good Hara. So I saw Reb Shmuel Vosner writes in one of his Svarim, an interesting suggestion, Yesh Ladin B'Dvarov, but it's an interesting idea. He suggests like this. We know the halacha is, if you hold like the Rambam, anyone ever heard of Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer? Yes. Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was a Talmud of Reb Kiva Eger. And Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wanted that they should, he wrote the Drishas Tzion, he wrote that they should bring a Karban Pesach, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Why? That was all based on the premise, like the Rambam says, Makriven Afal Pisha Ein Bayis. So you're able to bring a carbon even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. What's the problem? Problem is everyone's tummy. So how are you going to bring a carbon Pesach? How are you going to bring a carbon? Teretz is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Oh, but Tumah is only Hutra B'Tzibur. Tumah is not Hutra for any carbon. So that's what Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer said, that since carbon Pesach, the Gemara says, has some status of a carbon Tzibur, so maybe we should start by bringing carbon Pesach every year. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Makriv and Alpha Pisha and Bayis. So Mamela, go ahead and bring the carbon Pesach. That was Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's idea. Little did he know that there was a mosque on the Makom HaMikdash, and there was no possibility of even doing such a thing. He didn't think of that. So that was just a practical mistake. He lived in Europe, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and he was dreaming about maybe this idea we should do, and Rabbi Kiva Eger signed off onto it, that we should do it as well. But there was a practical problem that you couldn't do it. So be it as it may, there is... So I don't want to get so much into that sugya. Okay. Yes, I don't want to get so much into that sugi. It's not our point so much tonight, but I just want to bring out from there that Rav Vosner suggests as follows. There would be a possibility, theoretically, to bring a Karban Pesach mizman hazeh. So we don't need to make a Zecher, which is Avelus, dik a Zecher for the Karban Pesach. If we figured out how to do it, how to make sure the Arabs wouldn't start up with us, taka, we might be able to bring a Karban Pesach. However, he says, for the Karban Chagiga, there's no Eitzah. When we think about the Karban Chagiga, that taka we're missing out all these years. And therefore he says that when it comes to make the Zecher on the Chagiga, we bedafka have a Zecher which is Avelistik, we have a Beitza. When it comes to the Karban Pesach, so then we make a Zecher with a Zroa to remember, to remind ourselves never to forget about the one day when they used to have the Karban Pesach, and one day again, we should have that as well. So that's just an interesting suggestion I saw this week, something which is arguable, but it's interesting nonetheless.
Why is it arguable?
It's arguable because... I mean, if you think about it, so for 2,500 years, we haven't brought a Karban Pesach. So we should be mezabel on it. I don't know. It's nice. I don't know. It's not so halachadik. It's just an interesting idea to something which I think before him, no one really bothered to explain. It's a very good ha'ara. Like, why don't we make two beitzos because we want to show off avelus for the Karban Pesach and the Chagiga. I think the ha'ara is very strong. His suggestion is interesting. The Gemara does say in Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel that Tudus Ish Romi, who was a very chashuv tzaddik in the times of the Gemara, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, told everybody that they should bring a gedi mekulas b'leil Pesach. He said you should bring a whole gedi and you should shecht it and you should roast it in order that we shouldn't forget that there used to be a Beis HaMikdash. And they said, El Mali Tudus Ata, if not for the fact that you were a big halig tzaddik, we would have put you in Chayrim. Because you're doing something which is making people think that you're bringing a Karban Pesach. So they were opposed to that minig. You shouldn't make a zecher, which is too similar to the original mitzvah that people shouldn't think. So now, I want to learn through together a very surprising tshuva of Rav Avadi Yosef. I noticed this week, and to me it's a tremendous surprise that there was a community that actually sent Rav Avadi Yosef to Shiloh. Listen to this. Says Rav Avadi Yosef, B'moshav Shalanu, in our community, this is the way they're writing to him. Doesn't say where it is. Okay. Sounds like it's a Svardisha community that had some old menhagim from way back when. So they tell him the following. Listen to this. Nagu b'leil Pesach, we have the practice in our community, lahagish the shulchan b'ka'aris ha-seder, basar zroa tzli. Okay, so far so good. That's what we have as well. Now listen. Va'ochel nosa b'soch ha-suda zecha l'karban Pesach. Okay, so generally we don't do that. We'll discuss that in a few minutes. V'yesh ha-noagim gam levarich alav asher k'dishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilas Pesach. How do you like that? So they write to him that they have the practice in their community, not only do they make a Zroa like we all do, not only do they eat the Zroa like most of us do not do, but they also make a bracha, al achilas Pesach. Ha'im rashayim lahamshich b'minig zeh. So they ask Rabbi Avadi Yosef, is this something we should continue? V'ha'im akol panim mutar lachol as basar hazra'a shehutzli. Even if we stop making a bracha because maybe that's not right, but perhaps we're allowed to continue to eat this roa in the middle of the Seder. Besudas ha'bokash ha'yom la'pesach, or maybe we're allowed to eat it by the day meal. So that was their question. So let's go through. Shanina b'psachim zekar v'vadi Yosef. What we already saw. Makam shenagu lechol tzli b'psachim ochlim. Makam shenagu shelo lechol ein ochlim. V'atam l'minig ha'makam shenagu shelo lechol tzli. What is the reason, what's the rationale for those communities that bedavka don't eat tzli on l'pesach? Mishem gzeira shema yomru basar pesachu. Because people might mistakenly think that it's the meat of a real carbon. V'nimtza, and it would turn out if that was true, that ochel kachem achutz, sheyesh alze iser karis. People are going to think you're violating an iser karis. Umavur b'achronim, now says Rav Avadya, sheba'artzoseinu nagu shalol lechol tzli b'lal pesach. We have the practice in most of our communities that we do not eat tzli, we don't eat roasted food on lel pesach. Right? I mean, my mother makes cooked chicken. Right? Is that what everyone has? I assume? Flanken, right? You have things that are not at all going to be confused with a carbon pesach. Umavur od b'tshuvas Rabbi Yaakov Vayel, the Mari Vayel. Sha'afila b'makam shenagu lechol tzli b'lal pesach, even those communities that do eat tzli on al pesach. Aser lechol es basar hazroa shu tzli, even if you're going to eat something that's roasted, you shouldn't eat the zroa. Shehol v'hugash l'suchan im ha'matzav im ha'mar zechel carbon pesach, since we brought it onto the Seder plate as a way of taking the place of the carbon pesach, yesh lachush bo yoser l'shem ha'yomru basar pesach uv'nimtza ka'ocho kachem achutz. So the Mari Vayel writes, even those communities that do eat roasted food on Leil Seder, still they should be careful that they shouldn't eat the Zroa itself, because then someone's going to think that you're eating your carbon pesach. Very good. Chen kasav ha'pri chadosh, chen kasav ha'chag Yaakov. Here, the, as usual, Rabbi Avadia goes on, he piles up all the shitas, Rabbi Zalman b'Shulchan Aruch, that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, v'apri megadim v'odu el v'od, he goes on and on. I just was mekatzer his list for the interest of time. Now he gets to this point. Your community that has the practice, lechol b'lel pesach, basar hazro shu tzli, hamugash b'karis ha'seder, hu minig b'tos, a mitzvah levatlo. Says that's a terrible practice. U'mikol shekein, le'elah mevarchem alav. That's a crazy thing to do. Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilas pesach, melevat shem mevarchem bracha levatala v'gadol avonu minaso. Aside from the fact that they're making a bracha levatala because whoever told them to make a bracha on a piece of chicken that they're eating b'chol ha'seder, she'over misham losisa shema Hashem elokecha la'ashav kimavur meseches brachas daf lamed gimel. Odeh mosifin achatasim pesha. They're also adding to the problem. Shemarim ba'alil shehem ka'ochlim kachem achutz. They're making it look like they're eating an actual carbon pesach. When you make a bracha and you have an amaret sitting at the table who doesn't know the difference, he's going to think that's what you're eating. Shareim mevarchem alav kemosha hayu avaseinu bizmamis hamikdash mevarchem al carbon pesach. So he goes on and on and on, very harifus stikalushin there. I left it out, but that's what he says. And we call shekain. Shahamavarich birchas hapesach abasar hazra shu nira ka'ocha kachem achutz, ein ze mevarich ele mena'etz. You're not doing God a favor by making a bracha on the zroa on lel haseder. You're doing a terrible thing. Ein suffik shu minig burus. It's a terrible thing to do. Va'alav yumlatz minig osios gehenim. And on that, Rabbeinu Tam is the one who came up with Lashon Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning of Maseches Gittin writes, and the Mardechai, he quotes it, that Rabbeinu Tam writes in a tshuva that Minig is the same letters as Gehenim, and sometimes when you follow a practice that doesn't make any sense and really has no basis, and in this case, what? This is classic, never heard it? Oh, I guess you haven't listened to enough of my father Shir. He's a big fan of this, Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam, I think it's in Gittin or Kiddushin. It's not Rabbeinu Tam. It's the Mardechai quotes it from a tshuva in Rabbeinu Tam.
The Gemara said that if there's a minute to eat it, that you can eat it. Mm-hmm. Why is he so angry at them eating it? You know, I mean, the Gemara says specifically.
Right. No. So he argues, and many Achronim argue, that's only. First of all, it's the bracha that he's going crazy about. But even without that, he's saying the Gemara that says that you eat tzli b'lal pesach doesn't mean you eat the zroa. Means you eat something else tzli. So he says, you're going to go, you bring out the Zroa. That's what the Mari Vayel said. You bring out the Zroa, together with the Matzah and the Mar. You say, Zecher, the Karmen Pesach, and everything. So that's his problem.
Pesach.
V'lashomim yiniyem v'aleyam tavu birchas hatov. So that's regarding the bracha. Now he gets to the second question, which Rabbi Avadia is always a pleasure to read. So let's just see how he sets up the second part of the question. So am I allowed to eat the zwa that I actually made for the Seder? Am I allowed to eat it or not? Forgetting the bracha, I'm not going to make a bracha on it. Can I eat this zwa which I put on the Seder plate after the Maggid is over? Some Achronim say, not only are you not allowed to eat Beleil HaSeder, which, because that will remind us of the Karban Pesach, and then it's going to be confusing, but even on the daytime, which is surprising, because during the daytime, yeah, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach Bayom. In fact, I just saw, I think I mentioned this last time, but it's important if anyone notices it, the Living Torah Museum, the one in Brooklyn. Anyone been there? If not, it's kedai to go. It's an unbelievable place, really amazing place. So he just put out a set of chumashim, where he writes, where he documents different pictures of different things that were around in the times of the Chumash or the times of Chazal. It's very interesting. So he writes in there a major mistake lahalacha. He writes that the Karban Pesach has to be brought before Chatzos Hayom. That's a real mistake. The Karban Pesach has to be brought bedafka after Chatzos, and it has to be finished eaten before Chatzos. So it's a mistake. So let's just get that clear. But certainly the next day, when you get to the day meal of Tzach, you're not allowed to finish up. That's no sir, you're not allowed to finish up your Karban Pesach. So he says over here, still there were those Achronim who said, you're not allowed to eat sli even by yom. Mechein das hagon Reb David Fardo b'sifro chazdei David. We've never even heard of these svarim ala tosefta. Chein posek b'ben ishchai. Ulam b'emes ein devrei mukhracham la'alach. So Reb Avadia Yosef says like us, right? It doesn't make sense. What's the reason to aser it? V'ha'ikar b'zeh k'moshe kosev ha'magin Avram. Shem shachach litzlos hazra b'erev Pesach. Let's say a guy comes to the Seder and he was so busy with all his Pesach preparations, with cleaning the house and the beer chametz and getting the kids to sleep, that I didn't have a chance to actually prepare the Seder plate. So I didn't roast a Zeroah. So what do I do now? Now it's Lel HaSeder. Meaning, I'm only allowed to cook on Yantiv if I'm actually going to eat it, or I think someone's going to eat it. But he says, what happens, says the Magen Avraham, I come Lel HaSeder and I realize, oh, I forgot to cook the Zeroah, I forgot to roast it. So the Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to roast it and eat it the next morning. So good. So therefore he says, you see from that Magen Avraham, that that would be permissible, and that's the way he ends off as well. If you look at the last line, he says, V'chein ikir lahalacha ulamaisa, shemutu lachal basar hazroa shehu tzli b'su'udas hayom shal Pesach. I'm allowed to do that. Shalochashashu ala belel Pesach shehu zman achilas karban Pesach masha'in ke meyom ha-Pesach. And just to add on to Rabbi Avadia, he doesn't write that, just to add on, we have a klal which we find very often, that hold the neved ba mitzvah chada, neved ba achrina. Once I do a mitzvah with something, with an item once, I may as well use it again. Therefore, the Gemara's original case where it has it is by Eruv. That if I have challah for an Eruv, I should then use it for Lecha Mishnah. But then we also have, let's say, Pesach time. The Achronim quote that you should use your Aravis or your Hadassim, your Lulavim, in order to burn the chametz. Because hold the neved ba mitzvah chada, neved ba achrita. So too over here. Once I do one mitzvah, I'm making a zechel or Karban Pesach, but Leil HaSeder, so I may as well do another mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv and eat this roah by the daytime meal. So therefore, the practice in most of our communities is that we do eat, and bedavka you should eat in the daytime meal, bedavka you should eat this roah. Why? Because you want to show that hol v'neved ba mitzvah chado, since we use this item, this roah, to do one mitzvah of making a zechel for the Karban Pesach, so too now, we're going to do another mitzvah. So this was all the introduction to our question for tonight. Yeah. Good. So far, so good. So now let's look at the next Gemara, Psachim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara commenting on this Mishnah, that Makom Shenagu Lechot Tzli, Makom Shenagu Shelo Lechot Tzli, two different Minhagim, there says the Gemara a very startling statement. And this speaks to what you were talking about before. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asur Lo La'adam Sheyomar, a person is not allowed to say, Bisar Dela Pesach. I am not allowed to say, when I come to my meal on Pesach night, I can't say, oh, this basar is for the Karban Pesach. Mipnei shemira shenira kemakdish behemto v'ochel kachem achutz. What's the concern? Because it looks like I'm being makdish behema. We'll get to you in a second. and I'm eating kachemachutz, if I say besar zele pesach, and I designate something, so it's as if I'm being makdashit. And we'll get to, in a few minutes, we'll get to machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what is the concern here? Exactly what you're asking, but we'll see. Amar Rav Papa, davka basar avochiti lo. If, let's say, I have some Pesach tikka cookies that I bring to the table and I say, oh, cookies elu le Pesach, no, that's nothing to worry about, because that's no shaychus to the Karban Pesach, nothing to worry about. Deminta le pischa kamar. Everybody knows that when you say these macaroons are for Pesach, I just mean to say that I want to put them on the shelf in order that I'll have them on Pesach. Okay? So that's the Gemara. Similarly, we find a similar concern by Kaparos on Erev Yom Kippur. The Ramah writes in Simen Taf Reish Hei, in Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, the Ramah tells us that there's this minig to do Kaparos. Some communities have the minig, some don't. And the Ramah says that you should be Samech Yado Al HaKaparos. Person should do smicha. He should lean his hands on the kaparos. Why? Because it should be just like the carbon. The same way when he used to bring a carbon, person had to lean his hands on the carbon, so too, a person who does kaparos should lean his hands on the oaf as well. And the Taz Asakashi says, I don't understand. He says, if you're going to lean your hands on the oaf, that's going to be nearer like you're actually being makdish a carbon. So the Taz says, since we have a concern of doing something that's too similar to the way they used to offer karbanos, he says, I would stay very far away from this practice. He doesn't like it at all. That's what the Taz argues. The El Yerabah and the Shar HaRav go back and forth. They say, well, the Taz, we don't think you're correct because you can't really offer these kind of birds on the Mizbeach. They're not royal Mizbeach at all. So this is a big machlokes achronim. What is the din by kaparos? How similar or not similar should it be to the karban that we used to offer in the Beis HaMikdash? On the one hand, maybe we should do it because it should be like a karban. Because we're trying to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if only we had karbanos, that's what we would do in its place. On the other hand, what?
He did bring birds. Maybe not chickens, but
right.
He did bring birds.
Right. On the other hand, the Achronim say, well, the problem is if you make it too similar to a karban, people are going to think you're actually being makdish a karban. They write in the Sefer Ochas Rabbeinu, which is the official biography of the Stipler, a six-volume biography, so they write over there that the Stipler and the Chazon Ish both were makbid not to do smicha on the chicken after kaparos, because they were concerned, like the Taz writes, that it's going to look like you're being makdish kachemachut. So that's another case. A third place we find this, and this is very interesting, is a big, big discussion when it comes to the inyan of zecha l'maktsis hashekel that we do before Purim. Now what's the story with that? So the Masechta Sofrim writes in the Parak Chaf Aleph, that's the earliest makar that we have for this idea of maktsis hashekel before Purim. Obviously we have a din d'oraisa of maktsis hashekel. The time of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to go be'echa ba'adar mashmiyim al hashkalim. They used to go around and ask everyone for money to contribute to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the story of Bizman Hazeh? So the Masechta Sofrim says that we have a minig that everybody gives maktsis hashekel before Purim. What's the story? Why were there those who were opposed to it? So if you look, the Mishnah writes in Shkalim, number Hey here, the Mishnah says in Shkalim, Hashkalim v'habikurim e'nogim ela b'fnei habayis. They only are instituted when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Why? Simply because Machzis HaShekel, the reason why we have Machzis HaShekel was to fund the Karbanos Tzibur. When we have no Beis HaMikdash, there's no reason to have the Machzis HaShekel. Then you look further in the Mishnah. HaMakdash Shkalim u'bikurim. Let's say a person, yes, Machzis HaShekel doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh, but what happens if I take money out of my pocket and I say, HaRezeh Machzis HaShekel, I want this to go to the Beis HaMikdash for Machzis HaShekel. So does it work or does it not? So the Mishnah says, HaRezeh Kaddish. Most of the Mefarshim say that Mishnah is referring to Bizman HaZeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and I go ahead and I'm giving Machzis HaShekel, it has a Kedusha of Hekdish. So now look at the tshuva that the Gaonim have. That's a number above. This is quoted in the Sefer Otzar Gaonim, and Rav Sadia Gaon has it as well, the Machzor Vitri, a few Gaonim have this. So the Gaonim were in the time, they were in Bavel, and they write that this minig was picking up to give Zecha l'machzis hashekel before Purim. So listen what they say. Uvetshuva acheres kasva Gaonim, they write as follows. V'lama korin parsha shkalim b'rosh chodesh adar. Why do we read shkalim b'rosh chodesh adar? Shazman shkalim b'rosh chodesh adar hu. Because we know that kemosha shanin and reish shkalim b'echa b'adar mashmiyam ala shkalim. Avol b'zman hazeh e'nogim. Say the Gaonim, we do not have this minig to read parsha shkalim b'zman hazeh. Shekach shaninu hashkalim v'abikurim e'nogim el b'fnei abayis. They only were instituted for a time when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Dechsiv alakachta es kesev ha-kipur me'ez b'nei Yisrael v'nasata so alavodis o'amoid. Bizman ol moed noeg. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, that's when you give him access HaSherkel. Bizman she'eno ol moed, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, eino agim. Va'amru chachamim bebaba basur daf tesam ad beis, and Chazal said, Amr Rabbi Lezer, Bizman she'Beis HaMikdash kayam adam shokel shikel ol miskaper lo. Michlal would sound from that Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tes, She'ein shokel ol bizman she'Beis HaMikdash kayam. Then they write, Vim shokel bizman azeh kim shekar lehem she'im shkolim Tafsan Hekdash. Let's say I go ahead and I say, Harei zeh machtus ha-shekel. So then it's actually going to be Tofis ha-kedushas Hekdash ve'ein lahem pidyon. I can't get it back. Ve'ein yochel lidnom la'anim shekach shonino ha-makdash shkolim ha-bikurim harei zeh kodesh v'chule v'chule. Listen to this. V'zeh she'amra ha-chacham makdim liyam ha-knisa korim boba yom govim boba yom ha-mechakim boba yom lo shkolim ha-ein el tzedakah v'alma. When Chazal say that there are certain things you're supposed to do on Purim and give money, they don't mean you should give machzis ha-shekel, say the Gaonim. They just mean, give money, give tzedakah. So the Gaonim were very opposed to this, and in fact we find it in the Tshuva's Gaonim Mizrach as well. They write this, they express it very clearly. I'll read you their lashon. Lo yafahe mosim. This is in a different Tshuva. They say, it's not right, shekor mosim shkalim. We shouldn't call it machzis ha-shekel. V'neser yisra ha-na, because if you're going to go ahead and give a machzis ha-shekel before Purim, it's going to be yasir ba-na. So that's what the Gaonim say. Interestingly, if you look at number Zion, the Sefer HaChinuch, when he discusses the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, so obviously the Sefer HaChinuch is only discussing mitzvahs d'oraisa, but over here he sticks in our practice from the Masechet Sofrim, and he says, Va'achshav, Ba'avanoseinu, she'ein lanu mikdash v'lo shkalim, bizman hazeh, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have Machzis HaShekel, Nogu kol Yisrael, listen what he says, Lizkor ha'davar, we make a zecher. Now how do we make the zecher? Likros bebeis haknesas bechol shana v'shana parshazu shok sisa. Notice, he doesn't mention anything about giving a machzis ha-shekel, because he was concerned, like the Gaonim say, that if you're going to make it too similar to the old machzis ha-shekel, then it's actually going to become kodesh. And if you look in the Mordechai Maseches Megillah writes that the minig in his community was, the Balei HaTosis, to give shalosh machzios. They used to have, I think many places now have three half a dollars together. Why? It's not just arbitrarily, it makes sense. The reason for that is because, and the Mordechai also calls it Mo's Purim, he doesn't call it Machzis HaShekel. The reason for that is because Machzis HaShekel obviously was only one half a shekel. So the Mordechai was concerned. So he said, you know what, we're going to have three Machzios that nobody should get confused and think that we're actually being Machdishit. It's something that we have to be very careful about. So how does the Ramah, how does the Ramah, I guess he assumes two was not as noticeable. Three is already a party. No, isn't that what they say? So the Ramah, I guess, tries to stay out of this problem, and that's why when the Ramah discusses it in Siman Taf Reish Tzadi Dalet, the Ramah says that we make Achshav Bizmanenu Zecher LeMachzis HaShekel. He says that when you have the pen in the shul, and you're collecting the money from Machzis HaShekel, you have to write Zecher LeMachzis HaShekel, because it's not the real thing. If you do the real thing, it's going to become Hekdish, and then it's going to be an Isser Me'ilah. Yeah. And in fact, the Maseches Sofrim itself, which is the original source of the whole Minig, Maseches Sofrim, it's Asur Lomar Aleim L'Shem Kapara, Ela L'Shem Nedava. The Maseches Sofrim itself, Bavarz the Kasha. Maseches Sofrim writes that you have to be careful that you don't make it like the original Machzis HaShekel. You have to say explicitly that it's L'Shem Nedava. It's just being given for Tzedakah, for Mo's Purim. So these are three examples where we find. Number one, we have our Gemara that if you say Besar Zela Pesach, that's an issue. Nira Kamakdash Kasha Machutz. You have the second example we mentioned about doing the Smicha on the Kaparas, which the Taz objects very strongly to because he's concerned that it looks too similar to a Karban. Then you have this third case where we find that the Machzis HaShekel was a big pulmus. It was a big discussion in the Gaonim and in the Rishonim whether or not this is something that we should adopt or it's something that we should stay far away from because it's too similar to Hekdash. So now, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, it's usher for a person to say, Bisar Zela Pesach. What exactly is the concern? Zakti Gemara. Nireh ki'ilu maktish kacha machutz. Says Rashi. What are we concerned about? I go to the store, and I say, Bisar Zela Pesach. What's the concern? Rashi says, the concern is, just to be maktim, there's a difference between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. What does it mean? Kedushas Haguf means I have a live animal and I say I want to bring this as a carbon. So that becomes Kadosh B'Kedushas Haguf. Meaning, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. I cannot be poured to that animal much as I might love it because it's Roy L'Mizbech. If it gets a mum, different story. But if it's a perfect animal, I have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be brought as a carbon. there's something else called Kedushas Damim. Meaning, let's say I would pick up this sitter over here, or this table, and I would say, obviously I don't mean to say this, but I'm just giving an example. If I would say, I want this to go to Hekdesh. So, what do you mean? There can't be Kedushas Aguf. You can't offer this, you can't burn it on the Mizbeach. So what do I mean? It's Kedushas Damim. Now what does Kedushas Damim mean? Means, let's say the sitter costs $25. So now I'm saying that I pledge the value of the sitter to the Beis HaMikdash, and in order to get my sitter back, I have to pay $25 and then take it back. So that's what it means. If I don't want to be Podeh, then the Gizbar of Hekdesh will come around, take the sitter, and he'll sell it to someone else. Fine. So now what happens over here? Rashi says, if I go to the supermarket before Pesach, and I say, Bisar Zela Pesach. You hear this? Rashi says, what's the concern? Maybe you're being Makdashik Kedushas Damim. We're going to get there. So what happens if I say, I'm going shopping for Pesach, I'm going to buy my chicken and meat for Pesach, which I assume every single one of our wives goes out to the store and says that, no? So the Shulchan Aruch says, very clearly, in Siman Tav Samach Tes, nobody argues, based on this Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel, that you are not allowed to say that. Why? One second. So Rashi says the reason why is because you're being makdishit Kedushas Damim LaMizbeach. The same way I could be makdish this book over here, this sitter, and now I owe Hekdesh $25, but the sitter itself, until I'm paid it, belongs to Hekdesh. So to over here, Zak Rashi, that's the Gemara's concern. That anything you pick up and you say, oh, I'm buying this for Pesach, oh, right away, we mean, oh, what does it mean? For the carbon Pesach, that's what he says. Oh.
No woman that goes into the
Oh, so that's the problem.
There's no carbon press out, no
hair.
Where would you go to give the money to?
Right, so that's the problem. Meaning, you have to hold on to it until the Beis HaMikdash is built, and...
Could you be back to something today?
Why not? By Shkolim we find like that. By Shkolim, the Mishnah says, Beferish, if you're Makdash Shkolim is Manazeh, it's Hekdash, we just saw that. That's a number A. That's why I gave all these hakdamas.
What does that mean?
Means it belongs to Hekdesh.
And it's Asar B'Hanok to the corporation
called Hekdesh. And since there's no way to deal with that, Bizmanazet, it's your problem. You have to wait. So that's what Rashi says. That's the concern of the Gemara. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? How can you say everything's Kedushas Damim is bad? Well, it's not. So Tosfos says, no. The problem is that we're concerned that if I find an animal and I say, Basas Ela Pesach, I mean to say, I want this to be a Kaisach, so then it's a Kedushas Aguf.
A live animal.
So the Rosh over there talks about the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. He says, an obvious nafkamina is, what if I have Basar Shchuta? I have Geshachtan of meat. I go to the store and I buy meat for Pesach. So Rashi says, well, if the concern is a Kedushas Damim, then that could be on anything. It could be on my paper plates. I go to buy paper plates for Yontif. So, oh, Kedushas Damim, they belong to Hekdesh. Everything. What am I going to do? And Tosfos says, no. It's only by something which would be roi to be a carbon Pesach. But some would not be, is nothing to be concerned. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch, because you're not going to believe. Shulchan Aruch says, Tav Samach Tes. Let's look at number Ches together. Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Don't worry, I was also very surprised by this till I actually looked into it. It's a very surprising Chiddush. You're onto something. We're going to get. Okay. Look, in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Siman Tav Samach Tes, the Mechaber says as follows. Halacha L'maisa, with nobody who argues. Listen to this. Asr Lomer Al Shum Beheman. We have to be careful to read the words very carefully because the Mechaber seems to be taking sides with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Again, Rashi said we're concerned. Kedushas Damim. Tosfos says Kedushas Aguf. Let's try to see what the Shulchan Aruch actually holds by, like Rashi or Tosfos. So he says, Asr Lomer Al Shum Behema. You're not allowed to say in a Behema. Oh, Bein Chaya, Bein Shchuta. What does that sound like?
Rashi.
What would that mean? That even my paper plates? No?
Yeah, dummy.
Basar Zela Pesach. I'm not allowed to say that. Why? Lefisha Nira Shehikdisha Mechayim LeKarbon Pesach. Because it looks like I'm being Makdisha Mechayim LeKarbon Pesach. Venimtsa Ochel Kachemachutz. And therefore the Mechaber says, Yomar. When my wife goes out shopping, she has to say, Shai, I'm going Yontif shopping. Which I don't know anyone that says. Everybody says, I'm going Pesach shopping. Everyone says that. So the Mechaber says very clearly, with no one who argues, that when a person goes out shopping, he has to say, I'm going out Yontif shopping, I'm not going out Pesach shopping. Now, the Magen Avraham picks up on this right away. He says, I don't understand. Let's look carefully. On the one hand, he writes, when he talks about the reason why it's usur, he says, in the Shulchan Aruch, let's read carefully, he says, Fisha nira shehekdisha mechayim lekarban Pesach. What does that sound like? Sounds like Tosfos, that the concern is that I'm bringing a live animal as a karban Pesach. On the other hand, the Mechaber then says, Bein chaya bein shchuta, which sounds like Rashi. So the Magen Avraham mutches it back and forth, and he's not sure how do you explain what does the Mechaber actually mean. Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham's teretz is absolutely not satisfactory at all, as the Yad Avraham there points out. The Magen Avraham isn't miyashiv. He tries to give a teretz, but it's not miyashiv, the lashon of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber sounds like he's being like Rashi, that memela, anything I buy, even if I buy paper plates or I buy the cups or the spoons or the silverware for yantiv, everything I go out to the supermarket and I buy and I say I'm going shopping for Pesach is nichlal on this iser.
Why do you extend the teretz besides the Mechaber addressing the behemoth? It's not addressing everything else.
Because he says shchuta.
Yeah, okay, a man is shchuta, not about paper.
What do you mean? If you say, once you assume like Rashi that it's a problem of Kedusha's Damim, one second, let's just...
He's not saying the cold Damar, he's not saying that, he's saying,
so if you look in the Tur in Taf Samach Tes, this is what the Magen Avraham is bothered with, meaning how far should we take it? What does it mean?
It seems to take it beyond the Behemoth. And Shchuta could be something right in front of the Shchuta, not that he wants to be processed.
But even so, what do you mean? Once it's Shchuta, that means it's no longer right to be a Karban Pesach. It means you're adopting the Chumrah of Rashi that were concerned of a Kedushas Damim. What?
The Shulchan Aruch is not extending it. He's not extending it. He would have said that.
Right. So that's the question. What do we do with this? What does the Mechaber actually mean? What does he actually mean, and how far should we take it? Oh, so this is a big problem. So that's what the Magen Avraham deals with. The Tur, when he discusses the Shita of Rashi, says, well, if Rashi's right that we're dealing with a Kedushas Damim concern, then the Tur says, I mean, he doesn't give the example of paper plates, but he says, kol dever, I don't understand, what's the difference? If Rashi's correct, then it should be everything. Like the Rush says, according to Rashi, Basar Shchuta will be included, Basar Chai will be included, everything's included. But then what should be the difference between that and paper plates? That's the Tur's Kasha. Yeah.
Excuse me. When you dedicate something like this, you have to proclaim it intentionally.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same way you would normally say Hareza Hegdish. Good point.
So very good.
So that's a very good Hara. So if you look, the last line in Shulchan Aruch is, and look back at the Gemara, number Dalit. If you look back in the Gemara, Amar of Papa, Dav Kabosar. The Gemara itself says that the only concern is when we're talking about meat. Avochiti, when I'm going to buy wheat from the market. Deminta lepischa kamer. Everybody knows when I'm going shopping for my macaroons that I don't mean to say that this is for the Karban Pesach, Kedushas Dam, I'm going to be poydem, but everybody knows it's not what you mean. No. So why don't you say, you see from there that this only applies to something that has some sort of shaychus to the Mizbeach. But if I'm stam going to buy my paper plates, it shouldn't have a shaychus. That's the question. Oh, so that's the question. So how far, where do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line? That's the major problem with this Gemara. So you look in the Magen Avraham says, no, chitim is more of a concern. Why would chitim have been more of a concern? Because chitim is right from an achas. So chitim, I would have said, is more of a concern. So over there by chitim, I have to say that minta lepischa ka'amar, and everybody knows what I mean. So in the end of the day, the Magen Avraham, it's not clear. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean? How far do we take it? Do we say chicken is usur? Do we say just meat is usur to say that? So where do we draw the line? It's something that, to me, is very not clear at all. And in fact, the Achronim even take this so seriously that they say, half of the Achronim, I'm not talking about Rabbi Avadia Yosef's Bekiyas of Achronim that we've never heard of. I'm talking about the Bach, the Shach, the Shari Tshuva quotes many Achronim like this. The Taz writes this as well, that many Achronim assume that even b'di'evit it's usur. Even b'di'evit it's usur. If I go to the store and I say, Basar Zela Pesach, and I'm buying my meat for Pesach, even b'di'evit it's going to be usur b'hanah. That's something that's a tremendous chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, to take it that far, that's a little bit, going a little overboard. First of all, everybody knows when I go shopping, Mizman Hazeh, I don't have a mind whatsoever, like you said. I don't have a mind at all that I'm going to buy it for the Karban Pesach or for Hegdash. Even if you want to be machmer and say, well, you should be careful, don't say, because someone's going to hear, someone's going to think. But Lamaisa, nobody's going to think that far that I should say it's going to be Yasser B'ha. No. So, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. B'di'evet, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if it's not a Shasat Chak, still b'di'evet, we would say that it's Mutter. So how do you get out of it? So, the Shulchan Aruch says you should say, Basar Zeh L'yantif. When I go shopping, I should go, Mios Teval Tikri Rat. The best thing to do is, the Mechaber, is to say, I'm going Yantif shopping, not Pesach shopping. Then the Mishnah Berurah gives another rate. So the Mishnah Berurah says to do as follows. Like Breuer's Hashgacha does this, and Kedasia in London does the same thing. The proper way to say it on the Hashgacha would be Kasher L'Pesach, which is what we're used to. So Breuer's Hashgacha writes Kasher Al Pesach. Because that clearly indicates, if I was being Makdashit, I would say it's for Pesach. Kasher Al Pesach means it's Kasher on the Yantav of Pesach. That's the same as saying Kasher L'Yantif. But we're not talking about a regular Yantif, we're talking about Pesach. So that's why they write on the Hashgacha, Kasher Al Pesach. Though you feels you don't have to be Machmir on that, because everybody knows when you write a Hashgacha on a product, it means we're selling it to you in order that you should use it in your house on Pesach. But Breuer's comes from this Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, and he says that the best way to do it is to write Al Pesach. And I saw, just to end, we'll end this year with this big Chiddush, a tremendous chiddush that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in the Halicha Shlomo on Hilchas Pesach. He writes, he has another reitzah to get out of this. And he says as follows. Nowadays, we all have the practice to call it, what? Pesach. It's not the real way to say the Yantif. In the Torah, you say Pesach. He says Pesach is the Yiddish way to say it. We all adopted that because we come from families that said it like that. But Sephardim very often call it Pesach. Most Ashkenazim call it Pesach. So Shlomo Zalman says, since he said, Minig Yisrael Torahu, he doesn't write this, but I assume this is what he means, that the Minig started from a good place. Why did the Minig develop to call it Pesach and not Pesach? Perhaps it's to be shomer from this, or Shlomo Zalman says, because if you're going to say Pesach, you don't get involved in this whole issue. When I'm going to be makdish a carbon for my carbon Pesach, I have to say Harei zu kadosh b'kedushas carbon Pesach.
Does Yiddish change segel to tzeirah?
What?
Does Yiddish change segel to tzeirah? That would be that's how you would know. Mm-hmm. Yiddish doesn't know. You can't say it's the origin of Yiddish.
I have no idea.
The point is, on the second and third day, I also say I'm going shopping for Pesach.
Yeah.
Give me a word in Yiddish.
It's not that we give me a carbon Pesach. You show you use the term.
Okay.